Well, today on this octave of Easter, on this Friday within the octave, we have St. John's account of the third time the Lord appeared after he was raised from the dead. He appeared to them twice in Jerusalem, and this is the first time the Lord appears to the disciples up in Galilee. A very touching, a very beautiful story of when the Lord revealed himself to the apostles, actually to seven of the 12 or the 11 apostles at this time. It was St. Peter, St. Thomas, Nathaniel, the sons of Zebedee, which is James and John, and then two other unnamed disciples. And the Lord had told them, directly as well as through Mary Magdalene, to go to Galilee and wait for him. This is where the Lord had originally had called the disciples. This is where he first met the disciples. So he tells them to go back to this area along the Sea of Galilee. And he says, wait for me there. Well, in today's gospel, St. Peter says, I'm going fishing. St. Peter got bored very easily. He'd been waiting for the Lord, maybe days, we don't know. But the old attraction of the sea kept calling him. His old way of life kept drawing him back. And Bishop Sheen jokes that he says, where did St. Peter get the boat? Because Peter had said, Lord, I've given up everything to follow you. Bishop Sheen said, Peter saved a boat for a rainy day. Just in case this thing with the Lord didn't work out, he always had the fishing industry to go back to. So he says, I'm going fishing. Well, he was the leader, and so the other apostle says, we'll go with you. So they went out at night, which was the normal time for fishing. The fish were more active. They were closer to the surface of the water because the heat of the sun was not on them. And this was the best time for fishing. They would throw the net out and pull in the dragnet. But they had done that all night, maybe 8 hours of fishing, and caught nothing. See, without Christ, we can do nothing. With Christ, all things are possible. Without him, nothing is. And so now the dawn is coming, the sunrise is coming up, and they see a figure standing on the shore, but they do not realize who it is, perhaps because of the 100-yard distance, the distance of a football field, or perhaps the early morning light was not that strong, the mist over the Sea of Galilee. If you've been there, you see this beautiful fog and mist. And so plus the Lord wanted to disguise himself temporarily. But he calls out to them, children, a very interesting way to irritate the apostles. You know, children, have you caught anything to eat? Remember, they're now tired, they're hungry, they're frustrated. And they answered, no. So the voice, 100 yards onto the shore, says, well, cast the net onto the right side of the boat and you'll find something. This was very unorthodox because the way the boats were designed, the left side of the boat was designed in such a way to be a lower area where you could just easily pull the dragnet over this left side of the boat. So to do it over the right side of the boat was never done, but they obeyed this mysterious voice, and they did. And immediately, their whole net is just swelled up with huge numbers of fish. And in fact, St. John says they were all large fish, and it turned out, because of this record catch, they even counted it, 153 fish. What's interesting, one scholar says that in those days, there were 153 different species of fish that were recorded, and wouldn't it have been an amazing miracle if the Lord had had them catch one of each of the different types of fish to represent the universality of the church, that the church would eventually be on every nation. And notice the net did not break. The Catholic Church could never be destroyed. Even among the attacks of Satan and others, the Catholic Church will not be torn. Yes, it will go through persecution, but the net will never break. Well, this huge catch of fish gets their attention. And the one who recognizes the Lord first is John, the beloved disciple. He looks and says, it is the Lord. It's always the pure of heart that see the Lord first. When people lose their purity of heart, they lose their faith. Jesus says, blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God, not only in heaven, but on earth. When people say they've lost their faith, usually it's because they've lost their purity first. And so then Peter realizes it's the Lord. He's so impulsive, he throws on some more clothing and jumps into the sea and swims the 100 yards to shore. Eventually, the boat catches up, and when Peter comes up out of the water, he's soaking wet, cold, shivering, and he notices that the Lord has prepared a fire. And there's only twice in the New Testament where the word charcoal fire is used. One is where Peter warmed himself by the charcoal fire when he denied the Lord, and now the Lord has set the stage for Peter's redemption. And so Peter is again warming himself by the fire and realizing, of course, his sinfulness. So as Bishop Sheen says, he can't stand the heat. And so he plunges himself back into the water to pull in the large net of fish, because he couldn't stay in the presence of the Lord because of the remembrance of the denial, the threefold denial, in the presence of the Lord. So he plunges himself into the sea again and pulls in the fish. And then, of course, the Lord asks them to... The Lord already has fish and bread, so he doesn't need what they have. The Lord is sufficient in and of himself. But he says, bring some of the fish you just caught, and we'll have breakfast together. And it says, none of the disciples dared to ask, who was he? Because they all knew it was the Lord. So again, in the next part of this gospel, the Lord then says, Peter, do you love me more than these? And he has Peter renew his vows. And three times he says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And each time he says, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, tend my sheep. So he restores Peter. He forgives him for his threefold denial and establishes again him as the chief shepherd, as the head of the church. So I think the one thing I always think of when I read this gospel is the 153 fish. Many of the scholars have said that it represents the rosary, because, you know, for centuries the rosary was 153 Hail Marys, the 15 decades plus the three Hail Marys at the beginning for faith, hope, and love. So the rosary is our net that we use to catch souls. So if you ever want to bring somebody back to the church, pray the rosary for them, and that is the net through which they are brought to Christ.